The Lord be with you. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Mark. Jesus said to his disciples, "In those days, after that tribulation, the sun will be darkened, and the moon will not give its light, and the stars will be falling from the sky, and the powers in the heavens will be shaken. And then they will see the Son of Man coming in the clouds with great power and glory. And then he will send out the angels and gather his elect from the four winds, from the end of the earth to the end of the sky. Learn a lesson from the fig tree. When its branch becomes tender and sprouts leaves, you know that summer is near. In the same way, when you see these things happening, know that he is near, at the gates. Amen, I say to you, this generation will not pass away until all these things have taken place. Heaven and earth will pass away, but my words will not pass away. But of that day and hour, no one knows, neither the angels in heaven nor the Son, but only the Father." The Gospel of the Lord. My brothers and sisters, God is so good. On certain occasions, he gives us very clear signs that we are doing what is in accord with his will. So at the end of the Mass today, as I think everyone knows, we are going to consecrate our parish to St. Michael the Archangel. Now, when I chose the date for this, it was rather just by chance. I thought, gosh, what's the first day we can do? You know, we've got all these things going on in the parish. And it was this weekend. I had not looked at the readings. And then to read the readings in preparation for Mass, the Gospels about the end times and the role of the angels in those times. We believe that the activity of the angels will be more heightened than at any other time in the history of the world. The second reading was about the fact that we are all to be consecrated in Christ. And the first reading says that at the end of time, it will be Michael above all else who leads the charge, who heads up the battle. Now, my brothers and sisters, why a consecration? What is a consecration? Actually, one of you last night at the Sacramento Life Center dinner came up and said, "Father, you know, we're doing that consecration tomorrow. What are we doing?" What is a consecration? It means it's a setting apart. It's an entrustment. So when God came to the Israelites, starting with Abraham, he said, "I want a people who are my own, who are set apart from all the other nations, ultimately to convert the nations." And then when our Lord Jesus Christ came, he says, that consecration will be fulfilled in me. You are to be a unique people because you are my people. And in and through me, you will be the salt of the earth and the light of the world. And our Lord Jesus Christ used that term consecration one time, and it was at the Last Supper. And he said, "I consecrate myself so that you can be consecrated." My brothers and sisters, when do we as Catholics use that term? Above all, in one place, at one time, in the celebration of the Mass. We talk about the consecration when Christ is consecrated so that we can be consecrated. And it's in receiving him that we are able to live out our faith. But we also do this by making unique acts on our own personally. So some of you might have done a consecration to the Sacred Heart of Jesus, or to our Blessed Mother Mary, or to the Holy Spirit. We as a parish did a consecration to Our Lady a few years ago, and we renew that annually. Now, why at this time to St. Michael? Well, okay, not too long ago, a priest was sharing with me a story. And it was an amazing story, and that's what gave me the idea. He had somebody come to his parish, a woman, not even a parishioner of his, and she comes in and she says, "Father, I feel like I'm under spiritual attack." Now, this priest, not having much experience with this sort of thing, he starts to just pray a simple prayer, and the woman begins to manifest. Her whole body starts trembling, shaking. She falls on the ground. The priest is freaked out. So he says he doesn't know what to do, so he calls on St. Michael. Now, why did he call on St. Michael? What do we believe about St. Michael? Why do we believe that St. Michael is the prince of all the angels? Well, because sacred scripture reveals that to us, but it's rather peculiar because he is an archangel. We believe by faith. A few days ago, I was talking to the school kids, and it's amazing. They totally get all this stuff. I was speaking to them at daily Mass, and the adults who are present for Mass afterwards, they're like, "Father, how do they know all this? I didn't know half those answers." So talking to the kids, I said, "Students, how many choirs of angels are there? How many different kinds of angels?" "Father, there are nine choirs of angels." And I said, "Where do the archangels fall within those nine choirs?" They said they're towards the bottom. So there are the cherubim, the seraphim, the principalities, the powers, the thrones. Then there's the archangels and the angels. So they're actually rather lowly. But in the creation of the angels, when God created all of them at one time, they had a test to see if they could enter into the glory of heaven or not. And in brief, you know, we know a number of them failed that test, led by Lucifer. The test was, if my son becomes a man, if he takes flesh and blood, so if he is lower than you are as angels, would you serve him? And Lucifer says, no, I will not serve. And in that moment, one angel cried out, and we know this from Scripture, and it was Michael, where he gets his name. And actually, when I asked the students, I said, "Do any of you know what the name Michael means?" Two arms shot up. Actually, one of them sitting right over here. It was two Michaels. Thanks be to God, they know what their names mean. I said, "Michael, what does your name mean?" He says, "Who is like unto God?" Because in that moment, Michael cried out to Lucifer, "Who is like God? God is God, and you are not. Who do you think you are?" And in that moment, we believe God elevated Michael to the chief, to the prince of the angels. So this priest has this woman come in, "Father, I feel like I'm under spiritual attack." He starts to pray. She's rolling around on the ground. He says, "Michael, I don't know what to do." And, you know, who knows, you know, is Michael going to come through, or what do I do in this situation? So he just starts saying, "St. Michael, the archangel." And he says, "St. Michael, do whatever is necessary to help this lady, to get rid of whatever spirit is attacking her." He says, "All of a sudden, when I said that to St. Michael," he said, I was just shooting off the cuff like, "God, I don't know what to do." He said, "All of a sudden, the manifestations cease, and the woman's arms go up behind her back," and he says, "her legs spread out, and they begin to curl up, and her shoulders lift up off the ground, and she's just simply on her abdomen, and the rest of her body's lifted up." I just said the St. Michael, the Archangel prayer continuously. She stayed like that for 3 minutes. For 3 minutes. He said, after she left, I got down on the ground to see how long I could do that. He's like, "I couldn't do it for 30 seconds. And he said, the woman was a heavier woman. There's no way she could have done that. And he said, as I'm praying and praying, all of a sudden, the woman's head turns up at me, and the spirit in her says, "I have to leave now. St. Michael is present." And the priest just goes, "Okay, I command you to go." He said, all of a sudden, her body just drops on the ground. She goes limp, and the spirit was gone. The woman gets up off the ground. She said, "Father, did you feel the ground shake?" And the priest says, "No." She said, you didn't see St. Michael?" He said, "No." She said, "When you called upon him, when I was on the ground, he came down, 1 foot hit the ground, and the earth trembled, and his other foot went in the middle of my back, and I could just turn, and I could see his sandal. It was pure gold, and the thread of his sandal went up to his knee." He said, but it wasn't the average size of a human being. He was enormous. And she said, "He took a gold cord, and he lassoed my body, and he lifted me up off the ground with the cord. And as you called upon him more and more, he arched up the cord to attack the spirit within me so that it would become submissive to him." And I go, "I'm consecrating my parish to St. Michael." Okay, I could go on, but I said I'm going to abbreviate my homily a little bit. My brothers and sisters, we so underestimate the role of the angel. We have no idea how active they are in our lives. Every single one of us has a guardian angel. Man, a few years ago I shared, some of you weren't even parishioners yet, a buddy of mine, when I was visiting him, he had just entered a hermitage, an order of hermits in Texas. And I went to visit him, and I got there at 11 o'clock at night, drove for 2 hours. We get to his cell, his hermitage, in the middle of the desert at 2 in the morning. And he said, "We got to get up for 6 o'clock mass." I said, "Man, you better set the alarm loud." He said, I don't have an alarm." I said, "Oh, how are we going to get up?" And he said, "Well, I'll just ask my guardian angel to wake us up." And I looked at this guy, I'm like, "Man, he's been in the desert too long. He's lost his wits." There he is, shaking my bed at 6 o'clock. Without the alarm clock, we went to bed at a little after 2. The role of the angels will be more heightened than ever at the end times. When are those? I don't know. But as human history progresses, they become closer and closer. And what we're going to do as a parish is we're going to say, "You holy angels, under the charge of St. Michael, we want to be one with you. We want to be on your side, not only in the end times, but as we near and nearer approach those end times. And as we approach in our own lives, our passing in preparation for the glory of God. Angels of God, we welcome you and we want you on our side. We place ourselves under your care and protection."